Majority of stores online may vary, subject to availability. Excludes Morrisons Deli. Was £24.50 per kilo. Ends 5th of June.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes, oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. President Trump says he will double tariffs on steel and aluminium imports to 50%. He's made the announcement even though his administration is currently appealing against a legal block on the levies, but the political commentator Matthew Shoemaker believes Donald Trump could do things differently.
The Constitution explicitly gives Congress tariff authorities. If Trump wants to continuously ignore them, he's going to find himself in the exact same spot that he is in right now, which is it's going to go through the courts and he's going to be banging his head against the wall if and when he ever gets the result that he wants.
Environmental activists are warning this weekend's ban on disposable vapes may not be enough to end the waste crisis they're causing. They say new replacement devices, which can be used again, may still be so cheap people will just buy new ones. A man's been arrested after a Greater Manchester police sergeant was injured during an alleged hit and run. It's thought his legs were crushed between two vehicles in Rush Home in Manchester on Friday evening. The Defence Secretary has announced £1.5 billion of extra investment in military homes over the next 5 years as part of the government's strategic defence review. It's believed the money will be used on urgent work, including tackling damp and boiler repairs. And the actress Loretta Swit, who played Hot Lips in the TV series MASH, has died at the age of 87. The sitcom aired for 11 years until 1983. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
Weather.
Some showers in Scotland today, but it's mostly dry elsewhere with the odd sunny spell. Feeling a bit warmer too, with highs of 26 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Tom Cantoni.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Yes, that's right, from Global. Thank you very much indeed, newsreader. That was beautifully, beautifully read. Keep on practicing and you'll get that Monday to Friday newsreading gig. And now it's time for hour two of the Chris Moore Show on...
On Saturday.
You see, they've got their sausages and they've got their cider, and it's a festival, so they've got a sausage and cider festival. It's a great idea.
It's a genius marketing
plan. Great idea. And you're going to be coming, but not tonight.
Cambridge on the 14th.
Yeah. How many tickets do you want?
We're after eight.
Eight?
Possible.
Oh, that is you, though.
I don't know yet.
You've done that before, haven't you?
Well, it's Dad's birthday that weekend, so we're going to combine it and pop in and see them as well, because they live about 20 minutes away.
Well, why do they come?
Yeah, if they're invited, they'd love to come.
Apparently, and I need to find out more information about this, it's the only UK touring sausage and cider festival.
I can believe that.
Yeah, who knew there was a gap in the market for a touring sausage and cider festival?
A third.
30 different locations around the UK, right? A variety of sausages and ciders from around the world.
Great.
Whilst grooving away to live music and DJs. Or brave it in one of our eating competitions.
Oh.
Or just stitch up a friend. Great. That's what it says on the website.
Great.
So, imagine your mate goes, hey, should we go to this festival? Yeah. Oh, yeah, great, great. And they go, oh, let's just see what's happening here. Right, you say we'll get you up. Pardon me? Why, what's going on?
Yeah.
Right, eat all that. Now.
Wow.
Something
sticky named after karaoke.
I'd be all right with it, I've got to be honest.
Would you?
Yeah.
How many sausages are we talking?
I don't know what the eating competition is. I think it's the... Do you know, I've just found it on the website.
Oh, good.
I can't read it out because James is here.
Why?
And he's got the mentality of a 3-year-old toddler.
No, I don't.
What does it say? And no one will laugh.
Okay, yeah. James, pay attention.
Fine. Paying.
How fast can you eat a sausage?
Fast.
Well, why not give it a go on the day and see if you can't win our 1 meter of sausage eating competition.
See?
Jump up on stage and join in to compete against other attendees to try and eat just over 1 meter of sausage as fast as you can.
Wow, a meter?
Have they not put the word gobble anywhere?
No.
That's the missed bit of a post.
Do you fancy that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, how about this? Fancy yourself as a person who can eat hot food?
No.
We have our famous chili eating on stage competition.
Oh,
6 rounds of chilies.
Oh, my God. Please put your name down, James.
How far can you get? For all competitions, please apply on the day. Mm. So I'm going to be in Nottingham tonight for the festival.
I'd be terrible on that. Last place.
Wouldn't you? I don't think I'd get anywhere, really.
I couldn't eat a metre of sausage. I don't think. Could you?
Sorry. Half a metre?
No, I could do half a metre.
I'd cheer you on.
Yeah.
I really would.
A metre of sausage.
It's a lot of sausage.
That's a lot of sausage.
Would you prefer...
Go on.
Go on, you child.
Go on.
Go on.
Go on.
James.
No, I can't.
Go on.
I forgot the question.
Would you prefer what?
What kind of sausage would you prefer? I guess, though, if it's a metre...
Here we go.
It's a meat.
You don't want it. You don't want it to be quite a fat one, do you?
Big fat sausage.
You don't want a big fat sausage for a metre long.
Not a metre long big fat sausage.
No. You want a chipolata, don't you?
You want a chipolata size the whole way through.
That's it.
Yeah.
Don't forget, by the way, you know who's also there tonight?
Who?
Barry Oakey.
Oh,
of course.
Barry Oakey's there.
Oh, he'll be bringing the fun vibes.
I'm really looking forward. I've got to get my timings because I genuinely, I want to watch Barry Oakey.
That'd be brilliant, I imagine. Absolutely brilliant live.
So you don't know what time you're on?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I don't...
You don't deal with that?
No, I don't deal with that.
And you know what, fair play to you. Do you know what time Barry's
probably,
on?
Abby's probably sent it to me, all the details, but like, as long as Gav's got it, then that's fine.
So it's unlike you to not read an email like
Ask
that.
Ask me where I'm staying.
Where he's
I don't know.
Ah, right, okay.
I don't know.
What time are you leaving after the show?
After the show today?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be straight home.
Yeah.
And then I'll go.
What time will you set off?
That's right, yeah.
And you get to Nottingham by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
And the venues.
Yeah.
And the timings.
Yeah.
Are all there.
Yeah, I know where it is.
And you're going to your hotel first?
It's Wollaston Hall, isn't it? Wollaston Hall.
And you're going to the venue first, or you're going to hotel first?
Huh? Listen, I am looking for... I'm just very excited about sausages and cider.
Well, absolutely.
You overwhelmed. Yeah.
Hey, why don't you come along tonight, James, and I'll put you on stage and you could do a big sausage-eating feature during my set.
As part of the entertainment?
I'll take 1 metre sausage... Cover it with chilies.
No, I don't want that.
And then off you go.
No.
And then we get to watch you explode on stage. It's brilliant.
The Chris Miles Show. A-D-O-N-X.
Anyway, Nottingham, I will see you later on tonight. Sausage cider, Barry Oakey and me, Chris Miles. I mean, come on. What a Saturday that's going to be. All right. Into hour two of our 3-hour boar fest, and this is Suede.
Well, with a little
Hyde and Trash. Radio X Saturday morning. Singing the wrong words, but it doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't really matter. Right, it's just after 9:10. We're on till 11. 11? It's like another 2 hours, this. It's like a job.
It is like a job.
How long are we here?
Till 11.
What?
I know. So let me do some maths. I'm good at maths. Just less than 1 hour and 50 minutes.
Yeah.
However, in that 1 hour and 50 minutes, Tom Daly, he likes a dive. Tim Key, he likes to act.
He does.
Ralph Macchio, he's the Karate Kid. He likes to karate. And Jackie Chan, he likes to do the whatever martial art he likes to do.
Jackie Chan.
I wish I'd done it when Jackie Chan was in. Well, I wish I did it.
Well done.
Jackie Chan. Man. Let me rock it, Jackie Chan. Come on, that would have been great. Love that, wouldn't he?
Yeah. I could call him now.
Can you?
Yeah.
No, don't. He's not. Lines of the phones are broken.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm ringing him too late. Ring, ring.
No, he's gone to voicemail.
Hello?
Jackie Chan?
Yes?
Jackie Chan
speaking. Who is this?
Let me rock it, Jackie Chan.
Oh, that's fantastic. I see what you've done there. You've taken the Chaka Khan cover of Prince's song, I Feel For You, and you've changed Chaka Khan to my name, Jackie Chan. Yeah. Oh, that's marvellous.
Jackie, sorry.
Yes?
You sound different on the phone.
Do I?
Yeah.
Well, I'm on a landline.
It could be that.
Yeah.
Could be because you're on a landline.
Oh, this is marvellous. Who am I speaking to?
Dominic. It's Dominic from the Chris Moyle Show.
We saw
you in the week.
I met you on the Chris Moyle
Show. That's right.
Yes, with Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid. Adult, I call him.
Very good.
Yes, we're promoting the movie. Yeah. That's fantastic. Well, thank you for calling.
Well, no, and thank you for answering your phone, Jackie.
Well, you just called me. I'm just heading out.
Oh, wait, where are you off to?
The Chelsea Flower Show.
Wow.
Yes, I love my flowers. There goes Jackie with his flowers again.
Gosh.
Well, I do like them. I hope the Chelsea Flower Show is on. If not, I'll just go to Chelsea and look in people's cars.
So the voice you put on in your films and stuff, that's obviously not...
Yes. It's acting, you see.
Oh, I see.
It's acting, you see. Because it wouldn't be right if they were like, oh, great one, please teach us the wonders of Kung Fu. And I go, yes, no problem. Put on this white jacket and take your shoes and socks off. Right. It wouldn't be the same.
You're absolutely right, Jackie.
It wouldn't be the same, of course.
Oh, I take it back.
Anyway, a mustache. I'm going to get the bus. And see you later.
Jackie Chan.
Marvellous.
Thank you.
Bye-bye,
Jackie Chan.
Click.
It's completely different, doesn't it?
Yeah, there you go. But that's his real voice, you see.
Wow. Oh,
and it filled a link. Right, this is Paolo Nutini.
Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the wardrobe, pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean, topped it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams, and I thought these shoes just don't suit me. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling and it's so right. And short on money but long on time, slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine, and I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, so I'm wearing my brand new shoes. Woke up late one Thursday and I'm seeing stars as I'm rubbing my eyes, and I felt like there were 2 days missing as I focused on the time. Then I made my way to the kitchen, but I had to stop from the shock of what I found. A room full of all of my friends all dancing round and round, and I thought, hello new shoes, bye bye blues. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling, it's so inviting. No, short on money but long on time, slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine, and I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, so wearing my brand new shoes. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights Take me on, I'm walking till the break of dawn. Take me wandering through these streets, where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, you take me on, I'm walking till the break of dawn. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling, it's so bright. And oh, we're short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, so wearing my brand new shoes. Oh, hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling, it's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, so I'm wearing my brand new shoes.
I love that. I love that, and I love Pencil Full of Lead. They're probably my two favourite Paolo Nitidi tracks.
Pine Sky as well as a
Pencil. No. Radio X ruined that for me.
What, played it too much?
When we first launched Radio X, I think we played Iron Sky every hour.
That is true, we did play a lot.
I'm going to ask for that on Monday.
Yeah, do it.
No, just go home and listen to it loads today so that I don't need to play it to you on Monday. Iron Sky is brilliant, don't get me wrong, but when we first launched, good God, I think the boss of Radio X owed Paolo Nitidi money. It's on like hourly rotation, and that bit from Charlie Chaplin in the middle where he's banging on. We can be friends and we can all go to the shops. Anyway, right, Captain, this is for you because I know you love him. It's Wet Leg.
Can you catch a medicine ball? Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful. Do you catch my drift? Because what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits?
Don't sing Mango, love.
Mango.
Oh. I love that song. That is Wet Leg and Catch These Fists, their brand new song on Radio X. Now, coming up next, a man who likes to take almost all of his clothes off.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's the diver, Tom Daly.
That's really good.
We'll speak in just a few seconds.
The Chris Miles Show.
Slash.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases. It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg. What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Help me capture these mischievous spirits.
Ghostly Manor. The new spooky family adventure at
Portent Park. If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
The Škoda SUV Showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Samantha?
Reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the... Nah. It was this. The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. Mm. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. Just in time for payday. Go on, you deserve it. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery. Because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight tonight and a share of £17.8 million could be yours. But only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
I'm going to take off all my clothes apart from my pants and I'm going to jump in that water. You can either come with me, we'll do it together, or I'll do it on my own. Not my words, but the words of Tom Daly. And it turned out he's an excellent... Got you, Dom.
Go on.
I'm an excellent diver. I'm an excellent diver.
Very good.
I'm an excellent diver. See what I've done there? I've taken a famous line from the movie Rain Man.
Yes.
And applied it to Tom Daly and the fact that he's an excellent diver as opposed to excellent driver. Pretty I'm good. Wasted on the show. Pretty I should good. Be. I'd probably enjoy it more. Anyway, Mr. Tom Daly is going to be speaking to us on tape after Jerry Cinnamon and Ghost on your Saturday morning Chris Miles Contractually Obliged show right here at Radio X.
Turn into a ghost if you want to disappear. Take back all the words you whispered in my fine. Let
Sounds of Jerry Cinnamon there, spicing things up. Even though cinnamon's not a spice, and that's Ghost.
It's sort of a spice.
Oh no, the captain's going to go. Oh, he's just right. Taking a mouthful of water.
Hold your water, don't spill it.
Oh, is it?
Oh, I enjoyed that.
Are you okay?
And right, swallow.
It's good stuff, Chris.
I want to take all of my clothes off, bar my pants. Not my words, but the words of our next guest. Good morning, Tom Daly. Oh, look at this fashionista.
Come and have a seat.
What are you wearing?
You look awesome. You.
Someone's been shopping.
Oh, no, I designed this one. This one comes out next week in Reese.
Stop.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Little crochet Reese. And denim number.
I like it. I don't know if it'd suit me.
Yeah, you would.
Do you think?
That? Yeah.
Tom, how are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good. I got in from LA yesterday, so I'm a little bit like jet lagged.
Yeah, that's a tough flight as well.
Yeah, it's a long one.
We were talking this morning. Good to see you again, good by the way. Too. I'm not seeing you forever. We were talking this morning. And you don't have to get too much into detail if you don't want to. When you're part of Team GB,
yeah.
Right, in the sport that you were in, right,
mm-hmm.
Do you all get paid the same? Is it like a token thing? Like here's like 35 quid a week or whatever it is?
Well, kind of, but it depends how good you are. You get, there's tiered, you get, if you qualify for the major of the year, you get a certain amount, and then if you come in the top eight, you get more.
Right.
If you win an Olympic medal, you get to the top tier, which is like, I think it's 27 a year.
27 grand a year?
Yeah.
That's all you, medalist. For being a gold medalist.
Yeah, that's what you
get. That's you rubbish.
But then, like, I'm really fortunate to have, like, the sponsors and do all that kind of stuff. But that's kind of part of the reason why you see athletes doing brand partnerships.
Yeah.
For that reason. And but not everyone gets the opportunity to do that. So that's why athletes probably need more support in that sense.
It's not a lot of money, is it?
It's not a lot of money at all.
The world at your sport.
Because you became famous fairly quickly. Well, as in, obviously, you were diving since you were, like, 3 years old or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
Exactly.
But so you've got like all that fame and you're earning like 27 grand a year, which ain't shabby, but still at the same time. You're like, you must have been like
allowed until I was 16 either.
Oh, really?
So, you must have been the poorest famous person in Britain for a while.
Yeah. It's one of those things, I think, you know, going from a young age and I didn't ever do it for that.
No, of course. I know that. It's always, it's a calling.
Yeah. It was something that, you know, for me, diving was such a huge part of my life. And like the last time I ever did a dive into a diving pool was in the Olympics last year. So that's a very big like shift and change to now be like retired. So,
and you've got no interest in going off a diving board now?
No,
none.
I feel like it's one of those things that when you go on holiday and people are like sitting around the pool, I'm like, I do that every day.
Right.
Like sitting by the pool is like not all that fun for me.
Do you feel like when you go on holiday with the family, do you get a villa so that nobody just stares at you every time you walk near the pool?
You know, I don't even remember the last time I went on holiday. So like I feel like...
God, you've got no money.
Yeah, exactly.
You should be getting away. You know your fella's very successful, right? Yeah. He should be forking out on a holiday. That's what he should be doing.
You know, I feel like we're both like workaholics in that sense. So we both like to go and like, you know, do stuff. Like I've been doing all kinds of like stuff with knitting stuff and then with the documentary. And like, I just feel like it's been... And whenever we do get a chance, like on the weekends and stuff, we just like hanging out with the kids by the pool at the house and just being able to...
Oh, you've got a pool at the house. What, here in the UK?
No, in LA.
I was about to say. Yeah, so you based there now? Or
I live in LA now.
When did you make the move?
2 years ago.
How is it?
The weather is just great. Oh, like being able to wake up and, you know, sometimes you, on the weekend, you know, I feel like people in California take it for granted, right? Mm. Every weekend I'm like, are we going to do a barbecue again this weekend? And they're like, why are you doing a barbecue? Well, what's the occasion? I'm like... It's sunny.
You can.
And we can. Yeah. So like I always like, you know, force the Californians to get outside because they just like sitting inside in AC. Mm. And I'm like, no, let's get outside. Make the most of it.
Have you been there long enough that if the weather's a little bit drizzly, you're like, oh, it's drizzly, it's like being back home.
I'm like, I'm one of those people that's like 20 degrees. I'm like, oh gosh, it's freezing outside. And like everyone's got their, it is surreal to like when it's like 23 degrees, everyone's got like woolly hats on.
Yeah.
You're like, what is going on here?
Horses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, come on, you can get your shorts on.
Absolutely.
Now, there is a film about Tom Daley.
Mm. There is.
Which is
can't wait for
called 1.6 Seconds, which I thought was about my love life, but it turns out...
apparently not.
It's about Tom's incredible life story.
It's really it's weird
such a
to
great
watch
title.
Back. It's the time it takes from the Temia platform Brilliant. To the water.
Brilliant title.
Wow.
Yeah. It all happens in that 1.6 seconds. It is a really surreal thing to watch back your whole life. And it was all archival footage of things that my dad had filmed that I had never seen before.
Well, the thing is, I don't know if you realise this, but the thing is, when I was young, right, when I was like 10 years old, if you watch documentaries or films about people's lives, there was no footage or little footage of them when they're young because video cameras, A, either didn't exist or B, were very expensive.
Yeah.
But now with you, there'll be camera phone footage of you.
It's crazy.
God, time is just going
too fast.
How long is it since we went to Nando's?
It would have been, in Plymouth, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It would have been, I think that's like 2013.
No, it's before.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, it is.
It might have even been 2010, actually.
I think it might have been 2010, because I left there in 2012.
So you were 16?
Tom
was 16.
Yeah, so 16. Right? Yeah,
I
was 16.
And we went for Nando's.
We did.
Yeah. Oh, we had a great night.
Oh, it's lovely. It was lovely. Getting the best of Plymouth. That
it's a great thing to have, as you say, this film about yourself. But also, as well, if I can be actually not take the Mickey for a second, it's a great story. Your story is a great story. So you were what? How old would you have been when you got into the diving? 9, 10?
I was seven. When I started, so I did it for 23 years in total.
But look at that 23 years. I mean, if you're gonna be decent at diving, you want to see if you can get a gold medal at the Olympics.
Took me a while to get there, but after 5 Olympics.
Yeah, but guess what? Most people don't get there.
Yeah.
Most people don't get it. At the Olympics every time. So your gold medals, there's only one or two, if you're being pedantic, people can win that gold medal for that particular event every 4 years.
Yeah.
So everybody else in the world doesn't get one.
Mm. Yeah, that was the hard thing. I also talk about it in the documentary of like knowing that I could, but also having to come to terms with the fact that I might never is like, and knowing that you work every day and sacrifice so much to maybe get it, maybe not. And how do you deal with the highs of that and the lows of that in like Rio 2016, like I went from getting a world record in the prelim to then completely bombing out in the semi-final and not making the final when I thought I was going to
win a gold medal at those Olympics. And then all of a sudden, I'm then like, am I going to do this for another 4 years, which ended up being five because of the pandemic. It was, it's really kind of daunting to put yourself through 4 years of training to know that, one, you might be injured and never actually get there. Two, you might get to the competition and not have the best day and therefore not win a medal. And so it's a real commitment. And I think the only reason why I started then being able to win that gold medal with Matty was that I was able to realize that I'm more than just a diver, and that diving wasn't the be-all and end-all of everything that I did. Like, becoming a parent was like, you realize that it, no matter what happens on this diving board, like whether it's good or bad, I'm going to go home to the kids and my husband and be and know that life is going to go on.
Yeah.
You know, Tom, I'm very proud of you, and I really do think if it wasn't for that Nando's back in the day, you'd have been nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for the one and only Mr. Tom Daley. Cheers, Tom.
Never been impressed by offense from New York and London. However, accusations like the press till you realize that you've dressed yourself in time. Because the mass needs a fall of greed, a fall of greed. A mass needs a war. You've always seen him balling. But really, this all seems quite meaningless when I remember that you never seem to see the fact of mass needs, mass needs, a fall of greed, a fall of greed, a mass needs, a war.
That's the Cribs and Men's Needs at Radio X. Now that Tom Daley isn't in the studio anymore.
Yeah.
When's he going to get fat?
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. He's in amazing shape, isn't he?
You know, like former footballers used to be peak physical condition and then they would retire, buy a pub and get really fat.
Proper chubba-dubs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to see fat Tom Daley.
Mm.
Is that, am I right? Is that bad?
No, I think absolutely.
I want to see fat Tom Daley, a bit of a beer gut.
Yeah, just to prove his human.
Eating a proper greasy, dirty burger going,
yeah.
Oh, hi, Chris, how you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to try these. Oh, I should have invited to the Sausage and Cider Festival.
He would have loved,
loved that, wouldn't he?
Of course he would.
He'd go and stuff his face full of food and have a bit of a boogie. I had 11 on cider.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Anyway, too late. Next time. Right, let me take a break. Still to come, by the way, Tim Key, very, very funny man, talking about his brand new movie, which is brilliant, and actual Karate Kid Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan on the show. in the next hour at Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
But don't go anywhere.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get a SIM with 100 gigs of data for just £16 a month with club card prices. You'll also collect £20 worth of club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. End 13th July or 1750. Club card 24-month credit agreement and unlocked 4G phone required. Value issued as 2,000 club card points. See tescomobile.com/terms.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
You know that home sense is like the TK home section, but mahoosive.
What? Is it still up to 60% less?
Yep.
Do they have candles?
It's like TK Maxx for home. Of course they have candles.
Right, come on, we're going.
There's no place like home sense.
Except TK Maxx.
Quality homeware, savvy prices. Up to 60% less than the RRP.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
It's often those perfectly imperfect holiday moments we remember the most. Like when us adults sit down for dinner, the kids go jumping in the pool, leaving us with soggy sausages. At SVL Villas, we can't guarantee a dry dinner. But with beautiful villas across stunning Mediterranean locations, it is the perfect place for modern families to make memories. So visit svlvillas.com.
SVL Villas.
The Virgin Atlantic holiday sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
The Kickabout.
With Johnny Vaughan.
You know the old saying, there's no hiding places on the football pitch?
Yeah, you can't hide, yeah.
No, but I was thinking, well, why not? Well,
yes,
let's have some hiding
that's
places.
That's a really good idea, yeah. Ollie Watkin looks for Solanke, can't see him anywhere. We genuinely can't, in fact, none of us can. We haven't seen him for about 12 minutes.
Oh, no, there he is,
he's up here!
He was actually under the penalty spot.
Yeah.
Oh, John, he's popped up like Rambo.
Absolutely brilliant, popped up, he was wearing a penalty spot hat.
The Kickabout.
With Johnny Vaughan.
This morning from 11.
Radio X.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
You're listening to The Chris Moyle Show on Saturday.
Radio X.
Tom Daly's a nice fella, isn't he?
Isn't he perfect?
He's really lovely.
He's great.
And I'm looking forward to him sending me that outfit because I think I'm going to look great in it.
Poolside, you would be the talk of the town.
Yeah.
It really would be the talk of the town in there.
Yeah. Mm. I could wear it to the pub to watch the football.
You'd be the you'd be the talk of the pub.
Yeah.
You really would.
But also, if you were to take that to Glastonbury,
you'd be the talk of Glastonbury.
You'd look pretty good. I think that jacket is a non-ironic Glastonbury outfit.
Shall I get you the exact same outfit as well and we could wear it together at Glastonbury?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, all right, fine.
Oh, I'm not even joking.
Still to come this morning, listen to this. The actual Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio.
Yes.
And the legend that is Jackie Chan.
Unbelievable.
And also the comedian and actor Tim Key, who has a lovely film out that everybody has to see. The film's out now. Came out yesterday, I think. You might have seen him. What would you know Tim Key as?
He played a character, Chris, called Sidekick Simon.
Sidekick Simon, Sidekick Simon. Sidekick Simon, Sidekick Simon. Sidekick Simon, Sidekick Simon.
Now,
I love the fact they do three and then stop.
That has put such a smile on your face.
Oh, it's love. I'm a big fan of Sidekick Simon.
You look so happy with yourself.
Right, it's perfect.
Would you like it one more time?
Very much.
The jingle belongs to who?
Sidekick Simon.
Sidekick Simon, Sidekick Simon. Sidekick Simon, Sidekick Simon.
It's good for the shoulders.
Sidekick Simon, Sidekick Simon.
Big fish. There you go.
That's so weird.
Anyway, his name is Tim Key. He's got a brilliant movie out, and we'll talk to him about that when he's on our show on tape, because he actually came in on Thursday. And Jackie Chan and the Karate Kid Ralph Macchio on before 11 o'clock. Pearl Jam, Radio X.
Nothing but a while we were sitting.
Eddie Vedder, Pearl Jam, Alive. It goes on a bit, doesn't it, at the end there? But still a great track.
Very good.
And my baby's in love with Eddie Vedder.
Your baby's in love with Eddie Vedder?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
It's a Weird Al Yankovic song, isn't it?
It is.
It's about his girlfriend being in love with Eddie Vedder, the lead singer of Pearl Jam there.
And it's a very, work,
it's an interesting story, you know. I mean, basically, Weird Al's girlfriend is not in love with Weird Al anymore because she's in love with Eddie Vedder.
Oh, my baby, she don't want me no more. Ever since she saw his poster in that record store. She says the way he grinds his molars is really sexy. She thinks he's so darn dysfunctional and Generation X-y. She likes his brooding angst and his wild-eyed stare. Yeah, he's a very favorite slacker multimillionaire. Well, my baby's in love with an Eddie Vedder. She's all crazy about that Eddie Vedder. Once she was mine, but now I better just forget her, cause my baby's in love with an Eddie Vedder.
Oh, it's a sad story. But it's very nice. Anyway, and that's the great Weird Al Yankovic there. There you go, and I'll put a bit of echo on there while nice. I stop.
Thanks,
the track.
Weird Al.
Thanks for
well produced, Chris.
Well, what, the echo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my only involvement in the track.
Yeah.
That is from the album Running With Scissors, which also has this classic on.
There in Solfundira Blinza.
How you doing, Bernie?
Goyim say a pretty fly for a rabbi.
I mean, you've got to love it. It's the pretty fly for a rabbi track, which goes like this. There's also a full version of American Pie.
Right. Oh, is there?
Which is about Star Wars.
Oh.
And I believe he had a leaked script of the new Star Wars film.
Right.
And so he just started rewriting American Pie. And, of course, it starts...
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away,
nice.
Naboo was under an attack.
Oh, no.
And it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, it is brilliant. And it's like 5.5 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's a piece of work. The great Weird Al, everybody. Right. Speaking of greats... Jackie Chan.
Whoa.
Jackie Chan's going to be on the show, and Ralph Macchio, the karate adult.
Mm.
And then Tim Key, who is Psychic Simon, but I'm not going to play the jingle again.
No, we can't do it again.
Psychic Simon.
That sounded like you weren't saying sidekick.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
Try it again.
Yeah.
I said Psychic Simon. That's what I said.
Sing it quickly again.
Psychic Simon.
Yeah, it definitely sounded like Suck It Simon.
Oh.
It really did.
Sorry.
Suck It Simon.
Sorry, Simon.
Anyway, they're all on the show in the next hour of the Chris Moyle Show. After the news at 10 o'clock this morning. But right now, James, it's not darkness. For you, it's the darkness.
Thank you. Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel. My heart's in overdrive and you're behind the steering wheel. Touching you, touching me, touching you, God, you touch your mood. I believe in a big cold love, just in the turn of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now, we'll be rocking till the sun goes down. I believe in a big cold love.
got love. Just a little bit of a heart. There's a chance we can make it now. When we look into the sun goes down.
Chan and the Karate Kid are going to be on the show.
The Chris Miles Show.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats. Let dogs share our beds. And even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Rollback's back at Asda, with thousands of prices roll back across the store and online. Like 21-pack of Ariel, the big one pods was £11.98, now £5.98. Kellogg's Corn Flakes 670 grams was £3.48, now just £2.84. And a six-pack of Muller Light Yoghurt was £3.78, now only £2.88. Rollback's back. Check out thousands of savings now. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
The Virgin Atlantic Holiday Sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in store or online at...